بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with President Raisi and his cabinet on August 30, 2023, on the occasion of Government Week. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds, and peace and blessings be upon Master Muhammad and upon his pure progeny, particularly the remnant of God on earth. May our souls be sacrificed for his sakes, Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallah. I would like to welcome all of you here, Mr. President, gentlemen, and our honorable brothers and sisters. I benefited from your reports. I wouldn't have minded if others had given more reports, but since you mentioned that the gentlemen here have requested, I will share a few words with you. Government Week is in fact a link connecting one chapter of the government's life to another chapter. So during this week, you are looking at the year that has passed while also looking at the year ahead. You can make comparisons, you can gain experience, and you can learn lessons from these. This week is adorned with the names of the two noble martyrs, Martyr Rajai and Martyr Bahonar. There is a point to note here. What images is in our minds of these two martyrs that we would like our ministers, officials, and senior managers to strive toward? What is that image?
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We did not have the opportunity to see the output of their work. Martyr Rajai was president for about a month, and Martyr Bahonar was prime minister during the same period. Martyr Rajai had also previously been prime minister for several months and had faced a difficult situation at that time. Therefore, we are not concerned with the output of these two honorable men, and we do not have any signs or traces of their work. What is it that we are concerned with then? Why do we speak about these two individuals? The point is their intention, is their orientation. The orientation of these two dear martyrs was toward Allah and the revolution. Those who knew these two up close can verify my words that these two men were pursuing something that all martyrs and all those who fight for the cause of Allah are pursuing. This is what they were seeking. In other words, their lives were in line with their destiny. They sought God's satisfaction, just like all our martyrs did and all those who struggled sincerely for the cause of Allah.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.